shouts and thuds filled the Elks social room as Skagway's women and children took part in self-defense classes last weekend. Participants hit and kicked pads, released themselves from chokeholds, and simulated attacking an aggressor's groin, throat, and eyes. The classes were taught by Juno Karate Academy and sponsored by Elks Lodge No. 431 with the help of a grant. Twice a year, the Elks National Foundation offers a $6,000 Beacon grant to individual lodges. Elks member Deb Potter is the de facto grant writer.
I would like to say I am a part of the grant writing committee, but I've kind of become the grant writing committee. I think that's how it works, you know, in Skagway. Our volunteer pool is low.
The Beacon grant cannot be used to benefit the lodge itself. The funds must be dedicated to a project that helps the greater community. Last year, the grant purchased ice bug shoes to keep elders safe in the winter. This time, Potter suggested self-defense classes, something not normally available in Skagway.
It's been a topic lately around Skagway, the last couple of years, of empowering women, sexual assault support. So this just seems like an idea that we could use this nice amount of money to fund and something that really could meet a need in Skagway.
The Juno organization, AWARE, which supports survivors of domestic and sexual violence, referred Skagway Elks to Juno Karate Academy, owned by Nathan and Sarah Young. Sarah agreed to teach three classes in Skagway with the help of her 16-year-old daughter, who also instructs at the dojo. Sarah started the Skagway Kids class by teaching them how to avoid danger by being aware, what she calls the yellow zone.
Awareness means you know what's going on around you, and you're ready to respond to it. Yeah. And there's levels of awareness, and they can go by color. So white, that means you're at home, sleeping, you're comfortable, you're maybe eating popcorn, feeling comfortable and safe, so you aren't paying attention to everything going on around you. You guys ever feel like that? Yeah, we do it all the time. You guys are in a Skagway, right? It feels safe. It really does. You know, far safer even than Juno, it feels. So you guys are used to being comfortable and feeling safe. We call that white. But there's another level called yellow, which we want to teach you to be at. And that means you're feeling safe, but you're also always watching, always looking, noticing who comes in and who leaves, noticing where all your friends are and who's there. Picking out anything that feels off. And if it feels off, guess what? It is. It's not right. So you have to trust your gut.
Sarah shared the same awareness message with the women's class, but in a more mature format. She urged participants to act boldly when they felt unsafe. Being polite gets women killed, she said. Being nice gets women killed. According to Sarah, an assailant wants to move their target just 6 to 12 feet. For example, to a car or bathroom. Unfortunately, Potter didn't get to attend the classes she spent months planning because she got stuck in Whitehorse when the Klondike Highway closed for several days. A team of Elks volunteers staffed the event, which Potter said received positive reviews. The Beacon grant will open again in May. Potter plans to reapply and hopes to bring Juno Karate Academy back to Skagway in the fall. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.